transgender issues also makes clear that parents should be involved in decisions. But Kevin Sexton, who's head of a school in Liverpool, worries about that.
I don't notify parents when children are questioning anything about themselves growing up unless I thought that they were at risk. Children come to our school and hopefully have a positive experience. Now, if we don't create a positive experience, they won't come to school and they'll be more unsafe.
There's a promise of action against councils which miss housing targets. League tables are going to be published to show the authorities where planning performance has been poor. The housing secretary is also launching a review into the situation in London, where he says Mayor Sadiq Khan is dramatically under-delivering on providing enough homes. Michael Gove also says it's all part of the government holding councils to account.
There is now no excuse for any local authority not to have a plan in place. No excuse not to ensure that homes are delivered swiftly and efficiently through that plan, and no excuse for leaving communities and the next generation without the homes they need.
More money is being offered for the budget in Northern Ireland as encouragement to re-establish power sharing. It's almost 2 years since the DUP walked out of the Assembly at Stormont over changes to trading rules put in place after Brexit. Tributes are being paid to former Chancellor Alistair Darling at his memorial service in Edinburgh. The politician died from cancer last month, aged 70. The average cost of home insurance payouts has surged by 64% to just over £4,000. The Association of British Insurers has blamed extreme weather conditions as well as increases in the cost of energy, labour and raw materials. And finally, experts say it's unlikely a huge volcano that's erupted in Iceland will cause disruption to flights in Europe. Around 10 million travellers were affected by an ash cloud in 2010. That's the latest from Sky News. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Many thanks, Chris. Well, the rain should die out by late this afternoon, with clouds clearing overnight as the temperature falls from today's high of 12 to 5 by dawn tomorrow. Some early morning brightness tomorrow will give way to more overcast and cloudy conditions for the rest of the day, with a top temperature of 10. Sadly, Thursday looks like being a generally miserable day, with outbreaks of rain accompanied by gusty winds and a high of 13. Looking further ahead, Friday should bring showers of light rain, but Saturday should be generally bright with sunny intervals and a top temperature of 11 on both days.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Scott Ross.
We have ignition.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Taking time to break the pace.
I still think that's an absolute gem there. That's Yes and Run with the Fox, my favourite Christmas song of all time. It's Scott Ross, welcoming you to Tuesdays and indeed my final 1-2-3 show of 2023. But first off, of course, I must express a big thanks to the award-winning Michelle Ward. And unlike me, Michelle will be returning tomorrow morning from 10 a.m. to do it all over again. And tomorrow, Michelle's going to be joined by local authors Sylvia Kent and Michael Shearer for the final book club discussion of the year. Now, on this show today, we're going to be reporting on the woman who took a shotgun with her when she went to undergo an MRI scan with painful results. And Margaret Mills returns to take us on a trip to Valence House in Dagenham, as I was told to pronounce it. But right now, let's kick things off musically with this one from Charlene. Do, but I wish someone had to talk to me like I want to talk to you. Ooh, I've been to Georgia and California and anywhere I could run. Took the hand of a preacher man and we made love in the sun. But I ran out of places and friendly faces because
as we'd like them to be. But you know what truth is? It's that little baby you're holding, and it's that man you fought with this morning, the same one you're going to make love with tonight. That's truth. That's love.
Sometimes I've been to crying for unborn children that might have made me complete. But I took the sweet life and never knew I'd be bitter from the sweet. I spent my
there, he's been to paradise. But she's never been to me. Well, she's been to me. She really would not be in paradise, I can tell you. Anyway, during the course of the last couple of weeks, I haven't played too many Christmas songs, but I started playing them yesterday, and so I think it's time to have another Christmas song. This time from a local group, our old friends The Remedy, and this is their version of Night of All Nights.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Scott Ross. One day, all DJs will be like this.
Sonic Gold.
I'm
Grooving away in the corner there, that's Fatboy Slim and Praise You from the end of the 1990s, I think. Now, have you ever endured an MRI scan? Normally patients are advised to remove all metallic items to avoid issues with the magnets associated with the machinery. But for some reason, best known to herself, a 57-year-old woman from Wisconsin took a loaded handgun in with her. Not perhaps the brightest of moves, since on entering the machine, the firearm was attracted to the magnets in the machine when it was turned on, resulting in a loud blast as the gun went off, firing a single round straight into the woman's right buttock. I thought it was funny too. Anyway, the patient was examined and found to have suffered only superficial injuries around entry and exit holes of the projectile. It's still unclear quite how the woman managed to take the gun into the scanner, as the routine screening for metal objects showed nothing on her, and she herself confirmed that she was not carrying any metallic items. Anyway, she was then taken to hospital after the incident and later reported to be recovering well. And just 2 months ago, a nurse at a hospital in San Francisco was injured after becoming trapped between a scanner and a hospital bed that was dragged towards the machine by a powerful magnet. Now, good job that Dr. Joe Cocker was on hand. Here he is.
That you're wearing under that coat, 'cause I got a feeling that I already know. It's a dire situation that requires my attention. Gonna check you head to toe.
I'll be a doctor.
I can see you shaking, aching for a brand new start.
I'll be your lover.
Tell me where you hurt you. Let me fix your broken heart. Boy left you hurting out in the cold. It's time you start learning how a man treats a lady. Got to take it slow. It's a dire situation that requires my attention. I'm gonna take you head to toe.
I'll be a doctor.
I can see you shaking, aching for a brand new start.
Only
isn't working. You don't have to.
Joe Cocker wouldn't have let that woman get into the MRI scan machine with a loaded shotgun.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's take a look and see what's happening on the highways and byways around town. Well, the M25 anti-clockwise has slow traffic coming into Essex. Congestion's all the way back to Junction 3 for the M20. And M11 London bound, two lanes are blocked by an accident between Junction 7 for the A414 at Harlow and Junction 6 for the M25. Queues all the way back to Junction 7. And the A12 northbound has slow-moving traffic from Junction 16 at Gallywood to Junction 17 for the A130 at Howe Green. Braintree is slow there, eastbound, approaching Galley's Corner roundabout. And in Rayleigh, surprise, surprise, it's slow there on the High Street northbound to Crown Hill and slow on Station Road and Crown Hill to the High Street. And over there in Hockley, there's Main Road and Alderman's Lane. Slow traffic in both directions, approaching the junction with Folly Lane. And in Chelmsford, Parkway has slow-moving traffic from Rainsford Road to the roundabout at Highbridge Road, and also slow on Highbridge Road to Springfield Road and Parkway. And, of course, we still have the 40-mile-an-hour speed restriction and lane closures in force on the A12 between junctions 13 and 16 for Ingatestone and Gallywood. That's for resurfacing work. And don't forget that you can't join the A12 if you're heading south from Chelmsford on Three Mile Hill, the A414, but have to follow diversions through Ingatestone. And just to the north of Billericay, you may encounter temporary traffic signals on the Brookside at Glanmire and gas main work on Norsey Road at Mercer Road. Looking now at public transport, pleased to say I can't see any problems on C2C or Greater Anglia. But if you're heading London bound, note that severe delays are affecting both the District and Piccadilly lines. I think this has been due to trespassers on the track. Anyway, we'll have a further update for you at around about 25 past two, but at just after 1:30, you're fully up to speed. And not worried about traffic problems, Parker Millsap is running on time.
Cause it's running on time. 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 It's running on time.
Yeah, you can always count on Parker Millsap for Running on Time. And just a quick reminder, you're listening to me, Scott Ross, with Tuesday's edition of the 123 Show here on Phoenix FM, where we're keeping Radio Bath alive and local for you 24 hours a day. At 3, Joe Bailey will be here on behalf of St. Francis Hospice with Drive. At 6, it's Ben Simmons with the show that goes like this. And then at 8, Rob Harvey will be inviting you to head off once more to Synth City.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time.
your tongue, you don't know why or where I'm coming from. But in my head, I'm close to you. We're in the rain, still searching for the sun.
Discovered, and kicking off the Love Zone for this hour, it was Johnny Rivers who was swaying to the music. Now, as we've been telling you, Brentwood Food Bank is part of a nationwide network of food banks supported by the Trussell Trust, who are working to combat poverty and hunger across the UK. So I know that the Brentwood Food Bank would especially like to express their appreciation to all those who contributed to their collection box at the Tesco Express Whalley Hill, and indeed to those at the last Saturday's match between Bury Town and Brentwood Town FC, and to members of the Old Brentwoods Club, as well as the many individuals and organisations who've made and are continuing to make financial and food donations. But please keep them coming. Getting in touch with them is easy. Just pick up the phone and dial 01277 224 528. That's the Brentwood number, 01277 224 528. Or you can also contact them by email at info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. And here are the Pasadenas.
Simmons. Join me every Tuesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. 2 hours of ridiculous, hilarious, educational interactivity and a wide variety of good songs.
This is
the show.
It goes like this.
Phew. Wasn't sure I was going to be able to fit all that into a 30-second.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
It pays to listen.
Yeah, from the Phil Spector Christmas album, that was the Ronettes and Frosty the Snowman. I know Phil Spector went a bit off the rails at the end, but you can't take it away from him that he did create some fantastic music. And this is Gabriella Chilmi.
Ooh, watching me, hanging by a string this time.
Chill me there, claiming there's nothing sweet about her. I can't believe that for one moment. Here are the Spice Girls.
Yo! Just fine. suds. G like MC, you like sit on a easy V. You doesn't come for free, she's a real lady. And as for me, how you'll see, slam your body down and wine it all around. Slam your body down and wine it all around.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever, friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy, but that's the way it is. If you wanna be my lover,
Spice Girls there, they wanna be.
If you wanna be my lover.
Told you they wanted to be. Hold it just where you are, we have another hour of great music. And Margaret Mills is going to be along at about 2:30. But to take us to the news at 2 now, it's The Cure.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.